And people will say, can you tell us what jobs don't require degrees? And what I want to say to those people is almost all of them. It would take me a year to list all of the jobs that don't require college degrees. It would take me probably 10 minutes to list the jobs that do legally require a college degree in order for someone to obtain them. And the reason this is important is because if a job does not legally require a college degree, there is a way, there is a route, there are skills, there are ways for degree-free people to get them.
There are no rules. No rules. You're listening to Degree Free on the Degree Free Network, where we talk about how to teach yourself, get work, and make money. No degree needed. Here are your hosts, Ryan and Hannah Maruyama.
Aloha, folks, and welcome back to Degree Free. I am super glad that you are here with us again today. I'm glad that we are getting more on a cadence with these schedulings and these recordings as of late. When I say as of late, I mean these past two episodes.
I guess they say it takes 21 days to form a pattern. So if we can do this for a third time, we all have a habit.
Yes, so. Yes, exactly. I am very excited that we are in here today because I'm very excited about the topic.
Yeah, we're really excited to talk to you folks about and share with you our process, what we've been doing. And that's why if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube and you can see how tired we look. But it's because we have been working night and day, day and night, in order to write a book that is designed for parents and young adults ages 16 to 20 to help them figure out what to do after high school, help them figure out how to find career options that make sense for their life and make sense for their goals, which we are about to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least we are going to be talking about two of the things that are misconstrued and people don't get right pretty much from the get-go. So that's what we are going to talk about today. Just a little bit of context on the book itself. Right now, we are pretty much done writing it, or we are very, very, very close to being done writing it and editing it and all that good stuff. The interior of the book, as they call it. And we now are on to the testing of the titles. We are trying to figure out what to name it, those types of things. Then after we name it, then we're going to get a cover, and then we're going to get a page designer, and then we got to do a bunch of things.
And also, every time we think that we're finished with the book, and I think I've heard that this happens with books, every time we think we're done with the book, one of us goes, wait, what about this? And the other one goes, oh, no, yes, this. And then we have to write an entire new part of the book. We think we got it.
Not only that, but then you also have to kill your darlings, which is a difficult process as well. There's a million things that we want to put on paper for you folks, and we can't get it all in there because sometimes it doesn't make sense. And sometimes it's like, this doesn't make sense here. Well, where does it make sense? Well, it doesn't really make sense anywhere. It's just kind of a thought. I want everybody to know about it and that type of thing. And I spent how many days writing this section of this thing? And it's like, well, it just doesn't make any sense. So we have to get rid of it. Anyway, it's a whole thing. If you are in that predicament now, I think this is going to come out in the beginning of May or so. I know it's graduation season coming around the corner right now. If you have a child that's graduating, or you know somebody who has a child that's graduating, you can pick up a set of these books. They're on pre-order right now at degreefree.co/other options. Once again, we don't have a title or anything for this book yet. We don't even have a cover for it, but you can pre-order it now. It's on sale right now for $40 or so, $39. Eventually, when we launch it, it'll be in the $60+ range probably.
We're also calling it a book, but it's really two books. It's a parent workbook and a student workbook, a young adult workbook. So it's designed to be used by a parent and their young adult child together. The workbooks don't work by themselves. They only work together. So when you do receive your book, you'll say, this is not a book. This is books. This is two books. So don't be surprised.
Right. They're designed to be worked through together. One of the reasons why we are creating this book is that we're doing this degree-free launch program, and while you and I are actually in it, doing it, having our sessions, we realize that the degree-free launch program is really expensive, or at least really expensive for a lot of people. While I think it's absolutely worth the money, and you know, it could potentially save you $100,000 in 5.5 years of your life, which I think is an unbelievable value proposition, I understand that you might not be in a position to pay us that amount of money. And we want to get this information out to as many people as possible. And so we are trying to create something that everyone
can get and get. Work through. That was the main motivation, because we're like, how do we get this to everybody? A book is the answer. And then first we thought it was some worksheets, and then it was a book, and then it was two books. And now we've decided that this is the most effective way to help people work through what we are working through.
Yeah, exactly. And I will be honest with you right now, if you're listening to this, I apologize. I'll get to what I'm getting to in a second, or get what we have planned. I didn't plan to talk about any of this, actually, but, or at least this part. This workbook, while it's only like $40, and eventually when we launch, it's like $60. And once again, that's for two workbooks. And those workbooks also could possibly save you $100,000 in 5.5 years of your child's life, which is, once again, an amazing value. While it does all of that, it is probably the most expensive set of books that you will ever buy in your entire life. What I mean by that, you're saying like, well, $40, that's only $20 a book. Like, that seems pretty reasonable, actually, which I would agree with you. At launch, it's going to be $60+, maybe $70. Let's just call it $100 for a set of books. Okay, well, $50 and $50. Like, okay, well, that's kind of expensive. Now we're kind of getting into a little bit of textbook territory. So yeah, I guess it is the most expensive books ever. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with your time, the time and effort that you're going to have to put in to this workbook, because you and I both know the time and effort that it takes.
Because that's what we do in the launch program.
You and I know what it takes to go through this, because this is what we do. It takes us hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
And compiling and vetting and just so individual, which is why parents are well equipped to do it. Actually, they're well situated. And after they have these books, they'll be well equipped to do so. And that is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
We're doing our best.
The thing is it still takes us hours and hours and hours to do our job. And we're professionals. Like, we literally, I don't mean like, oh, look at them, professionals.
No, but we do it all the time.
We do it all the time.
All unique situations.
We do it all the time, and it still takes us hours and hours and hours. So for you listening to this, picking up this book, it's probably going to take you
hours and hours and hours and hours and hours
times five, because it's the first time that you're ever doing it. We're doing it every single week, and it still takes us so many hours.
Yeah.
Expect for
this, you know, to take you a lot of time. The result is well worth it. It's well worth the investment of time that you are going to spend doing this with your young adult. Please, if you have any interest at all, if you're struggling with this at all, this is the solution to
it. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say at the very beginning, like before we even like start really marketing it. This is the first time we're really, really talking about it on the podcast. But I want you listening to this, that thing like, okay, well, I'm going to spend $40. I know that I do this. So I would imagine other people do this, or at least I hope other people do this. Like, okay, I'm going to spend $40 and then magically my problem is going to go away. And I do this all the time with like books and stuff like that. Like, how to get organized. And I'll like buy now with one click. Sure. Sounds good. And then the book arrives and I'd never read it.
And then it sits in a disorganized pile in the corner of the room.
Exactly. This book, when you finally do crack it open, when you get it and you crack it open, just expect like this is going to be the most expensive book that you've ever, ever purchased.
Yeah.
Because it is going to take a lot of time.
And effort.
But at the same time, I am confident to say that it is possibly the most value that you will ever have out of a book.
Yeah. Because there's not many other books that can save you that much time and that much money.
Exactly. While it is the most expensive book in your time and effort, I think the value is well, well worth it for the actual amount of money that you will be spending.
And that's why we look so tired.
So degreefree.co/other options. And then when we finally get a book title, it'll probably be the URL will change to the book title name. If you want to right now, until it launches officially, it's on pre-order for $39. We're expecting that we're going to be done with all of the back of the house stuff that we have to do probably by mid-May, hopefully late May at the latest. And then we are going to be shipping them out, the first orders, by mid-June. And that hopefully doesn't fluctuate too much, but I'm telling people to give us plus or minus 2 weeks there.
Because it's all dependent on when we put the order in and when we get the books, because we're going to be shipping them out. So
at first, yeah. So hopefully beginning of June, because I know, like I said, graduation season, I want to get this out into your hands as soon as possible, but it could also be the beginning of July too. So don't quote me exact on a date, but it is coming out for positive. But what I wanted to talk about, we were rewriting this section of the book today, or at least editing it heavily. And I was like, you know what? We should like talk about this. It's been a while since we have talked about going back to the very beginning of what it is that we do here at Degree Free, or at least like our mindset of how we are looking at work and life. If you wanted to kind of talk about like, what is the Degree Free mindset?
So the Degree Free mindset is a complete 180 from the status quo of how we as Americans, I believe, in traditional schools are taught to pick our work, pick our careers, pick our life directions. And that is, for most of us, most people, I think, are told that we need to pick our work first, like pick your job, you know, follow your passion, pick your job. And then later, you realize, unfortunately, that job that you picked when they just said, oh, pick your passion, follow your heart, love what you do, and you won't work a day in your life, or all these other trite, overused phrases. Then you realize, oh, wait, this job that I picked because it was my passion is going to keep me or hinder me or actively not help me get where I want to go in life or get what I want in life. And then people become very tired, very bitter, very stressed out because they're now trapped in work that they picked as their passion because that's what they were told to do. And they never thought about where they were trying to get or what they were trying to do. And they're just continually frustrated that they can't get any traction towards what they want because they never thought about those goals to begin with.
You were just talking about that. I didn't know where you were going with that, actually. And like we have some things written down here, but you kind of went a little bit off script there, which is really good. And I felt like you were personally attacking me.
I'm so sorry. And or you're welcome.
You were personally attacking like my previous self and the decisions that I've made in my own life. The decisions that I have made because of this mindset, or at least because of the opposite of where we're about to get into. And so what is the degree-free mindset to me, which is what this is what I thought you were going to say, which is basically starting with your goals first. Whatever your goals are in life, starting with those first, and then backtracking and figuring out how you can fulfill those goals with your work. That is a fundamental difference in what we do and what most of the conventional wisdom out there is, especially for those young adults that are coming up and they're like, well, you have to follow your passion. You never work a day in your life.
I hate that one. I really do.
One of the worst ones is, you know, like just go get a degree regardless.
A degree is always a good idea. That's the one I've heard. Yikes.
The thing that I've always heard is just go get your degree.
Oh yeah. Exactly like that.
Literally exactly like that. Just go get your degree. In what? For what?
For why?
Exactly. Like, to what end?
Yeah.
Like, literally, to what end?
And they have no answer. It's just because.
Well, the answers, eventually, like, if they don't actually have answers for you, which most people don't have answers for you, the answer is going to be so that you can get a job later. But, like, what job? That doesn't make any sense.
And that's where we get into this.
Most people, and you know, the conventional wisdom is to do a bunch of actions first, pick your work, do a bunch of actions that think you might get to that work. And then hopefully that work that you've chosen is going to help fulfill your life goals. Hopefully. But our methodology and our method is our beliefs that no, we have to identify our goals first. And then backtrack from there. So we start at the end. We start with identifying the target. And then once we've identified the target, then we can aim for it. It's our firm belief that goals dictate actions.
Because they do. Or a lack of goals also dictates actions.
I mean, everybody has a goal. Everybody has some sort of goal in mind. Your goal could just be lazy. Then that's going to dictate your actions.
Would you say that not having goals is a goal?
Yeah, totally.
I genuinely think there are people who haven't thought through having a goal. People have things they want, but they don't necessarily have a goal to get them.
I think the thing that I'm trying to impress is that like inaction is still action.
Yes, I agree with you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I had that episode that I did, I think it's episode 135 about, you know, being in the right vehicle. It doesn't matter how hard you work. Really what matters is whether or not your hard work is in the right place. And whether or not your work in general is in the right place. This kind of tacks on to that in that, you know, what I mean by your goals dictate your actions. One of the clearest things that I can think of goes back to my goal when I started at 16 years old when I was working. I was a dishwasher at a local fast food chain. I go over in that episode extensively. And I was like, I don't want to do this until I'm 65 years old. I want to retire by 40. And that was my goal. And since then, I have been working towards that goal. And I've been making decisions that are pretty congruent with that goal. Okay, awesome. Cool. I'm what, 33 now, 32? And I am closing in on 40. You know, I'm 7 to 8 years away from being 40 years old. And am I anywhere near that goal? I mean, I'm much closer than I ever was, but I'm still pretty far away from where I thought I was going to be. Effectively, now I have 7 years to make that goal happen. I have to take actions that would make me reach that goal in 7 years. Now, let's go back. What if at 16 years old, I had defined my goals differently? And instead of retiring at 40, what if I had moved that up? What if I need to retire in 7 years from 16 years old?
And your actions would have been different.
My actions would have been different. Instead of spending a decade of my life in food and beverage, there aren't many people that have retired and gone through the ranks through food and beverage and then opened a spot and becoming owner or whatever, partner in some restaurant chain or something like that. Sure.
And then their goals are to own their own restaurant.
But for me, I spent 10 years of my life on the service side. I never went into management at all. And I was never a decision maker at all. Maybe it's like a shift lead or something like that, but never anything else. Like, I was always front of the house, senior bartender, senior server, whatever, junior, whatever. Yeah, maybe my actions definitely would have been different had my goals been defined differently.
Right. And I wanted to work remotely. So the skills that I chose to learn that I went out and learned were all skills that would allow me to get jobs that were remote. Because if that had not been my goal, then I would have picked different skills because I could have. One of the young adults in the launch program really wanted to work outside. That was just stick. One of his real actual needs out of work, one of his goals out of work was for him to work outside because he just likes to be outside. He likes to move. He doesn't want to work inside in fake lights. That's what he said. I said, all right, that's fair enough because there's no wrong or right goals. There's only the ones that you want to achieve. For him, that really changed the type of work that he picked. And that's a really good example of your goal changing the type of work that you pick. And that is the correct order of operations for choosing your work.
And instead of maybe going to college for whatever, and when he's like, I don't need that, that doesn't serve my goals. Or instead of going to do what I did and go to work in a restaurant, because like that doesn't serve my goals. I mean, sure, maybe the money is good. But if you look at your goals, just looking at the money, you're like, well, that doesn't serve my goals. I have one goal of like working outside. I don't really care how much I get paid. Now, at least not at this point in my life, or at least for this one example, I just want to work outside. Well, I can guarantee you one of the ways you are not going to work outside is if you take an indoor job.
Yes, that is correct. Those things do seem mutually exclusive to me because the outside is outside and the inside is inside. So another good example of this would be if someone comes into the program and they say, oh, I want to make $110,000 a year because I live in a high cost of living state. I want to be able to save and invest and pay my bills. And then they say, I'm going to go into social work because it's my passion. Well, now you're going to have a hard time with your goal because you're picking your work before you're picking your goal. Whereas if you say, my goal is to make $110,000 a year because I live in a cost of living area, I need to pay my bills, I need to save, I need to invest. Now you pick work based on that goal as opposed to, let me have this goal where I know I would like to have this to be comfortable, but you're picking work that's going to put you in literally in the wrong vehicle, as you've talked about at length.
I'm sure there are social workers that make $110,000 a year.
It's just not common.
You're striving to be one of the edge cases in this field rather than going into a field where $110,000 a year jobs are abundant and plentiful. So it's just, once again, like exactly what you said, just being in the right vehicle there. And hey, if you want to be in social work, that's all you.
But then this works for that too. If your goal is to go in every day and clock in as a social worker, then you should pick social work that makes sense because goal first is work and social work. Work after is social work. That is it. But you have to know what your goal is in order to get there.
Basically what you just did there with that $110,000 in the social work, and we're just using social work. You know, I'll talk about for myself, like I wanted to make $100,000 a year and being a bartender is like not it. Or at least not where I was bartending. I'm sure there's, like, if you go to Vegas, I'm sure they're making a lot of money, but I wasn't working there. It's picking work based off of your passions, or at least without any regard to your goals in life. I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of people being dissatisfied with where they are professionally and then ultimately bleeding down into their life because their professional career and the money that they make isn't enabling them to live the life that they want. And a lot of it has to do with they didn't think about these types of things.
And how they'd be limited by the career they chose because they didn't think about what they wanted on the other end.
Exactly. Because they put their eggs into the wrong basket. Instead of being like, okay, which basket can serve my needs? Let's put my eggs there.
And I can see a lot of people listening to this probably thinking, oh, wow, it's all about money. It's also about schedule too. If something that's important to you, it's about everything. But like if your goal is to have kids and like be home with them for part of the day and you pick a job where you're traveling away from the house, that is fundamentally picking the wrong work first for your goals.
It's not all about money. It is completely about your goals, exactly what you were saying. And I'll give you an example. I was a firefighter. I've talked about that at length here. I've talked about the reason why I wanted to be a firefighter. I heard about the schedule. I heard about the schedule that they had. It was 10 days a month, granted 24-hour shifts. I was like, okay, I can work 10 days a month somewhere, make a full-time salary doing this job, and that gives me 20 days a month to work on whatever I want. I can work on growing my business because I realized that that was the opportunity that I needed to be in to reach my goals of retiring at 40, or at least that's what I wanted to put my eggs into. That's the basket I wanted to put my eggs into. I said, okay, so that's what I'm going to go do. And I was very satisfied in that job because it did allow me to do that. Granted, I've talked about it at length on this show. It ended up being so much more than all of that for me, really filled my soul and all that. But I was very satisfied that it did do that thing. It filled my needs, which is to basically cover my base while I was shooting for the moon in other areas of my life. Now, other guys that I was in the department with, their goal was to just be a fireman. Their goal was to just be a firefighter. That's all they wanted to do. They were also satisfied with their jobs.
Because they had their goals in order.
Exactly.
With different goals for different reasons.
Different goals for different reasons, doing the exact same job. But we were both satisfied for like with our lives because they had their goals and their priorities straight, and I had my goals and my priorities straight. And I know because we get emails like this all the time. It's, oh, I picked the wrong career path. I did this, and now I have $100,000, $200,000 in student debt because I bought a degree that I didn't need, and now I need to get out of it. How do I change careers? Or like, I'm a nurse. This is an email that I just got the other day. Like, I'm a nurse. I'm trying to get out of my career. Like, how do I make a career transition? What we're trying to do with the Degree Free Launch Program, what we're trying to do with this book for to help 16 to 20-year-old young adults and their parents is to not have to send me those emails.
Yes. Like, that is the goal.
That's the goal.
Keep them out of our inbox sending us horrible emails about their large student debt burdens.
Yeah.
Also, as a note to people that send those emails to us, also, if you send us an email that says something like that, this concept is for you too. Because if you just pick another career out of a hat like that, you're going to end up in the exact same place 20 years from now. It's going to happen again to you because you did not put in any thought to where you're trying to get. And if you just go, give me a good career, I don't know what you need. You need to figure out what you need and you need to figure out what your goals are. And then you need to pick work from there. You can't just pick work out of a hat like that.
Yes, I completely agree with you. Usually, I will say most people, some people that change really quick.
A few people
that reach out to us.
Three people.
They do have very clear needs. Once you're sending me an email like that, once you're sending us an email like that, you have a pretty clear direction. I just need to do anything else, and that way is better. And so directionally,
directionally right.
Yeah, most of them know what's going on and they're willing to do something else. But if you're listening to this and you have a young adult at 16 to 20 years old, like that's the whole reason why we're doing this, is so that we can get the direction right from the get-go, and we can change the trajectory of people's lives
by keeping them out of debt and from wasting the freest years of their life.
Yeah. We're going to skip around a little bit. And when I mean skip around, I mean, we're going to skip a little bit ahead in the process here. So once we've defined our goals, you have to define your goals, because our goals dictate our actions. So what do you need from life? What do you need from your work? What do you want from your work? You have to prioritize those different things. Once you've done that, once you've found jobs that can fulfill those needs and wants and those goals for your young adult, now you're met with, okay, does this job require a degree? And that's the second part of what I wanted to talk about here, is I wanted to talk about basically the legal requirement breakdown.
So the important thing to note here as we get into this is that we are at legal requirement breakdown because there's a very distinct difference between degree requirements and degree requests. And that is something that we are trying to help people understand here. Let me define both of these things so everybody understands. A degree requirement is something that is legally required. You are legally required to have a college degree in a certain thing or a college degree period in order to become whatever that job is. There is no other route. There is no other way. The only way to that job is through a college campus. That's it. That's the only path. A degree request is a job listing that says college degree required for a job that does not legally require you to have a job. That includes CEO jobs. That includes AI machine learning engineers. That includes literally everything that does not legally require you to have a college degree in order to do it. And I'm saying this in that way because this is something that constantly gets conflated and is a huge reason why there's so much chaos in the job market right now. Because when they're talking about removing degree requirements, the reason companies, I think, are struggling to sort through that and rewrite those job descriptions, which is one of the biggest problems that's going on right now with the down credentialing that's happening, is they have degree requirements and they're going through the job listings and going, this is a degree requirement. But the fact is, they could just large scale go through their jobs and go, is that a CPA? Is that a surgeon? Is that an FBI agent? No. Okay. They're not required to have a college degree. That is a degree request. And the line that they could change could be degree requested if they so chose to. And that is very different. A request is something you can flat out ignore. And if you want the job, think you could do the job, or think you can learn the job, you should be ignoring it.
Yeah. And so I wanted to go over the legally requiring a degree. One of the things in our research and in our thoughts, and we've been doing this for years now, is there aren't really a lot of jobs that actually require degrees.
We get that comment all the time. We get that in email form. We get that on TikTok. We get that on YouTube. We get that everywhere. And people will say, can you tell us what jobs don't require degrees? And what I want to say to those people is almost all of them. It would take me a year to list all of the jobs that don't require college degrees. It would take me probably 10 minutes to list the jobs that do legally require a college degree in order for someone to obtain them. And the reason this is important is because if a job does not legally require a college degree, there is a way, there is a route, there are skills, there are ways for degree-free people to get them. And that is why we talk about this at length.
I agree with everything you said there, but what I was going to get at was actually requiring a degree and not a license that requires the degree to obtain. And so let's break this down a little bit for everybody listening. There are a lot of licenses out there that require you to have a degree to sit for that license exam. There are, to my knowledge, there are not a lot of jobs that legally require an actual degree.
Yes. I wouldn't say there's a lot for licensure either. There's some.
There are some. I'm just saying the majority of the jobs out there that require a degree, the things that you were just talking about, majority of them are licenses. You legally are required to obtain a degree to then sit for the licensing exam. And then when you pass the licensing exam, then you are licensed and then you are legally allowed. But the first step in that process is to obtain the degree so that you can therefore sit for that exam. And then therefore, when you pass that exam, you are then licensed and legally allowed to do that job.
And this is one of our hot takes that we usually just say, it's the exam. Why can't you just take the exam?
That's exactly
because
right.
What does the degree have to do with anything? Because people say, oh, to make sure the information was distributed. That's what the exam does. The exam makes sure that the information was distributed. And also, you don't know where the people got their degree from. How do you know how the information was distributed? You have no idea. You don't even know if they went to class. You have no freaking clue. All you know is that they paid to college. That's it.
That's exactly what the exam does. So I completely agree with that. I haven't found a single one of those licenses that require a degree to sit for that licensing exam for them to be like, yeah, you absolutely need the degree. I don't understand. And I'm at this point, I'm pretty ardent in my viewpoint. I'm pretty headstrong in this point of view that I don't think that I could be convinced otherwise, because then why do you have the license exam? Why do you have that? Why does that exist? Shouldn't you just have the degree? That doesn't make any sense.
Everybody should be able to take the exams.
And I want you right now listening to this, if you know of a job that legally requires a college degree,
specifically a degree, not a license,
college degree, I want you to comment it on YouTube. I want you to comment on Spotify,
on TikTok, wherever you're seeing this
right now. Let me know immediately what that job is. The jobs that we have are basically government jobs.
Yeah. And when we say government, the majority of the government jobs are actually military officers. It's one of the only ones.
Yes. Aside from warrant officers.
Right. Aside from warrant officers. That's a big distinction because there's a decent amount of warrant officers and they can be pilots also, just so people know.
Yeah.
In the military.
So aside from warrant officers, officers in the military need a degree. Other than that, though, there are some government jobs.
FBI agents also.
To me, it seems like those degree requirements have a lot of bureaucracy in the hiring process. Now, what I imagine we're going to get, and I hope that we get this from you listening to this, is I'm thinking that we are going to get a lot of people saying, well, my local union, I think it's all going to be like union stuff, says that you can't be a X without a college degree.
Mm.
And it says by your union bylaws that you can't have this job without a degree.
Oh, something like sure, that. Sure.
Like
teachers is going to be one of those, aside from the states, the 17 states that now have paid teacher apprenticeships for paraprofessionals.
Yeah. But the thing is like teachers, you need a license.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a license to be a teacher.
Exactly. And then we run into the same thing. And you folks see why we wanted to talk about this, because this is such a important, why can't you just take the exam? And also for reference, for everybody listening, that's how teachers used to become teachers. They would take an examination. This is how it used to work in our country. They used to go to a central location and they would take a teacher examination, and then they would go back to their town and teach the local school with their teacher examination. They didn't have to go to college. They had to pass a series of tests to prove that they were educated enough to become teachers, which I don't know why we suddenly will. Yeah, you have to buy a bachelor's degree to do that. I'm like, why don't we just use the test?
And I can hear the TikTok comments and the YouTube comments right now and telling us to basically kill ourselves and go die.
because hate education.
No. It has nothing to do with the teachers, because they're going to be like, well, your doctors aren't going to have a degree then. Da, 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 da.
Guess what? I don't care if they can pass the MCAT. I do not care.
We've talked about this a lot, and we think it just doesn't matter. But once again, there is a test to get into med school. Then they need to pass all of their exams and all of their licensing.
And all their clinicals and residency.
Yes, to get to become an MD, a practicing physician. And so like, that's what I care about.
What I want is I want someone to make a case for, if you can pass the MCAT, well, you shouldn't be able to do that. Someone make a case to me. Explain to me why that is, because I don't see it. That's my opinion.
The case is going to be that you're too young, or you're not well-rounded enough to be a care provider, to be a physician.
Oh, that's an interesting take. I don't agree with it, but you know, whatever.
It's obviously not a merit-based.
Because they'd have the same amount of hours.
It's not something that can be quantified.
Yeah, it's just this ethereal
right.
Whatever.
Exactly. It's just going to be like, well, they're not whatever, and some ethereal thing that just made up. And once again, the workbook sets, there's a bunch of different worksheets to work through all of this. Like once you go through all of your needs and wants that are your life goals and everything like that, you go through a whole process to help you find jobs that fit those things. We glossed over all of that because we don't have time to get into all of that right now. And so if you want it, degreefree.co/other options, you can pre-order the book. When we finally get down to the legal requirement breakdown, we actually have a worksheet that kind of just walks through a really simple flow for this. And we started with, does this job legally require a license for you to do it? Once again, that is based off of that there are very, 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 very few jobs that actually require a college degree that doesn't require a license.
Correct.
After that college degree.
Almost none.
I mean, well, the government's a big place. They employ a lot of people and stuff like
that.
For
anyone listening, the government just rolled back degree requirements on 100,000 cybersecurity jobs.
Right, but I mean, not like almost none. I mean, I'm just saying they're a big employer. It's not almost none.
Yeah. When we say government, we also mean the military because the military is part of the government.
It is absolutely part of the government.
Yeah. I think just for clarification for people listening.
I think there's going to be a lot of those smaller union, like my union won't do that. It's going to be bureaucracy in the middle of that, but it's like not necessarily legal. It's not legally required to do that job.
Binding from the organization.
But binding from that.
From the bylaws of that small organization.
A legal thing. Like,
right.
Not legal.
Right. And then saying that, though, is going to open the door to a bunch of people saying, well, my company doesn't.
My company, right. Exactly.
Like, nah, you don't know.
It's going to devolve. It's going to devolve into that. But anyway, I want to know legal requirements of degrees.
Yes.
And not licenses. Legal requirements of degrees.
You have to have a degree legally in order to have this job or a company's going to get sued. Something like that.
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
If your company would be legally liable because someone doing that job does not have a college degree. That is the criteria that we were talking about.
Yes, exactly. And then after that, it's a really simple question. Like, does this job legally require a license for you to do it? Yes or no? Okay, well, if it does legally require a license to do it, well, does the license legally require a degree?
Yes.
Yes or no, right? Like, that's it. That's the end of the logic tree. And then we help you figure out what to do after when, if hopefully those questions are no, and then it's no. But I mean, like, if the answer to both of those questions are yes, it's like, yes, it does require a license. Yes, it does require a degree. Well, okay. Then
now you know what you have to do and you're sure.
Yeah. Now your work is cut out for you.
You're not just aimlessly buying college degrees for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in our mind, that should be the scenario. That should be the situation. Once you go through this flow, once you figure out what your child wants and what they need from their work, their goals, basically another word for their goals. And once you've identified jobs that can meet
those things,
those goals, meet those requirements, and then you go through this this legal requirement breakdown and you answered yes to both of these questions, that is the scenario, that is the situation in where you then go buy a college degree.
Yes, because there is, as we discussed at the beginning of this podcast, no other route. The only pathway, the only door you can walk through is on a college campus. That's it. That's all you can do.
Exactly. And then you can obviously do it the cheapest way possible or the best way possible, whatever. There's, you know, a million other
things. Now there's more options.
Right, the sprawling different options after that. But at least you know that that's what you're going to do.
Because you must.
Exactly.
To get what you were trying to get.
But if you answer no to either of those questions, does it legally require a license to do? No. Okay, well, then perfect.
Okay.
Then yes, it does. Does it legally require a degree? No, it doesn't. Okay, well, there's another way to do it.
Yes, and it's very likely that other people have done it, and that's how you know.
Yeah, and the thing is like you might come to the realization after you realize, does it legally require a license for you to do it? Yes. Does it legally require a degree? No, but it might be that getting a degree might be faster, cheaper, quicker to do that.
If that is a thing, it's usually faster would be the thing. And we just talked about this, but when you're getting education, you are paying with money or you're paying with time. So if you end up needing a degree in order to get a specific license, then it may be faster for you to go through a college. That said, it may be so expensive that you cannot afford to do so. And so you must pay with time and work your way up.
Paying with money or paying with time is a pretty universal thing regardless. Like, I mean, if you just think about it,
it's kind of like this book, actually. You're going to pay in time. It's going to take you 100 hours to get through this book.
Really just thinking that it is very, very similar to this book or the Degree Free Launch Program.
Yeah.
Right. So like whatever we decide to call this book, you know, you can get this book.
The nameless book.
Yeah. The nameless book, degreefree.co/other options. This pretty much is going to give you the toolkit to DIY this thing.
Yes, which is what we were trying to do.
And you're not going to pay with money. I mean, okay, yeah, whatever you're going to pay us for at $39 right now. And okay, let's call it $100. $100 is like pretty much maximum that we're going to sell this thing for, $100. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to the value that it brings. But you're going to pay with your time.
This is going to take a very long time to work through.
At $100, this is the most expensive book you've ever bought.
Yeah. it's not even going to be $100. It's still the most expensive book you ever bought.
It's still the most expensive book that you've ever bought.
But again, I can't stress this enough.
I wanted to tie a knot real quick on that. So you're paying with your time if you buy this book. If you want to pay with your money, well, then you join the Degree Free Launch Program.
The same thing with this choice that you have in front of them too.
Exactly. So the college, you know, going the college route, exactly what you said. I thank you for correcting me on that because, yeah, you go to college because it might be faster, but it probably won't be cheaper.
It's very unlikely that it will be.
Right.
Yeah.
Very unlikely that it will be cheaper. I mean, it could be.
I have not seen an instance of it yet. I've not seen an instance. I've definitely seen faster. I have not seen cheaper.
Thank you for correcting me on that. I can't wait to be corrected on that.
Yes. And I'm sure we will be.
Yeah. I can't wait to be corrected on that.
But yeah, folks, we just as a side note, I think we're probably almost done here, but I really am so excited to get this book to people. Y'all, Ryan and I have been working so hard on this. It's really cool going through it and just picturing the people who are going to sit down at their kitchen table and do this and change the entire course of their young adult's life with this, being equipped with this information. Like, I almost want to cry. I'm so proud of this. And we just poured our time and our heart and souls into this, making this for you folks. So super, super excited about it.
It doesn't really matter how much time and heart and soul that we poured into it, though. Like, it really doesn't matter at all.
All that matters is what they do with it.
All that matters is that we think that this is going to help a lot of people. I mean, we could have worked 2 seconds on this. As long as it helps a lot of people, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
It doesn't matter how much hard work we put into this thing. It's just, I think that this is going to be super useful.
Yeah, I know it is.
I think this is going to be super useful. And I'm very proud, or how's not the right word? But yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
No. For a lack of a better word, like, I'll just say proud. I'm very happy that we are getting something affordable just in general.
To everybody.
At the launch price, whatever full price this is, let's call it $100.
Sure. Because it won't be more than that ever.
At $100, everyone can scrape together $100.
To avoid the average student debt? Yeah. I think so.
For the value that this brings, everybody can scrape together $100. Absolutely. And the thing is like, one of the questions that, you know, I've been asked is like, well, why don't you guys just give it this way for free?
Because we have to print it and ship it, pack it.
That's the technical reason.
It's also true.
Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're printing it, we're packing it, we're doing all this thing. I mean, we don't run a nonprofit, we're a business. But really, the thing is, if you don't buy this, you're not going to do it.
We have tried, and this is such a bummer. It's the way everybody is. It's the way we are too. When people are given things for free, they do not value them. And that is the great sadness of the human condition. But it is true. We have tried. People don't care about things they get for free because they don't have skin in the game.
We've been doing this entrepreneur thing for 7-8 years now.
And we want people to use this. If they don't use it, it's not going to help.
We have given away a lot of time and effort, material, products, services, you name it. Not just necessarily in this business, but in other businesses that we've done as well. And sure enough, whenever we give something away, it is never as effective as the people who pay for it.
Yeah, that's why we believe in business.
Because literally, how many times have you or I helped people in our own personal lives, like people that are close to us, people that literally don't listen to this podcast, not just families, friends that don't listen to this podcast, that have our personal phone numbers? How many people have we helped do what we do right now? Like the career thing. Like, I've talked about this before on this podcast, where it's like, I'm kind of the careers guy. Like, people come to me for questions and they don't execute on those things. I'm giving them the same advice that somebody else paid thousands of dollars for. And I literally tell that to their face. I'm saying, look, there are people that pay thousands of dollars for this service that I am giving to you for free. Please, please, please do what I'm saying. Please know how fortunate you are. And then I do it, and then they don't do anything. And it's because they don't value it because it's free.
Such a bummer, because there have been people over the years, friends of mine who I love very dearly, who will ask for help. And then I will bend over backwards. I'll do exactly what I do for everybody else. I give them that thing. And then a year later, they're asking me the same question. They didn't even bother to go look at what I already gave them. It just makes me so sad. I wish people would...
In stark comparison, there are people that we've helped in prior things that we've done, but in the Degree Free launch program, there are people that you give them the custom career roadmap at the end and they are off and running.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah. Check, check, check. A couple weeks later, boom, done.
Yep.
You know, it's like, wow, that's crazy.
I just got off the phone with someone in our launch program just now and is doing exactly what you just said.
Because they've invested the money, they are in.
Yeah.
They are fully bought in, literally with their money and then with their time.
And they get amazing results from that.
Yeah. That is that. I am really, really looking forward to this coming out. I really look forward to hearing your thoughts on what jobs legally require college degrees. Once again, I want to know the name, the exact job title, and if it's in a specific state, the exact state, if it's in a specific county, the specific county. Give me all of the information in this YouTube comment or in this Spotify comment. Give me everything that I need to track this job down, to fact check,
verify
what it is that you're saying, that this is legally required, that if the government or whatever, somebody found out that somebody else, a degree-free person, is working in that job,
there would be a lawsuit.
Yeah, it would be absolute trouble because they are legally bound for that. That's pretty much it, I think. What do you think about this episode?
I feel like it was pretty solid.
Yeah, I think this episode pretty good.
And then we'll see. We're just going to roll the dice to see if I show up next week.
I felt pretty good. I hope people like this. We'll see what people say about it. But yeah, until next week, guys. Aloha.